Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought or worse is unchanged from last week at 1.45%. Extreme drought or worse has improved from last week's 9% and is now setting at 5.85%. Severe drought or worse has improved significantly from last week, moving from 35.72% to 25.38% this week. Moderate drought improved slightly as well at 50.56% last week, now setting at 49.25%. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions worsened slightly, moving from last week's 64.59 to this week's 65.01. Well, after 9 years of dedicated service, Thomas Kuhn, Vice President and Dean of Oklahoma State University's Division of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources, is retiring. I had the opportunity to visit with Dr. Kuhn as we look back on some of his favorite moments at Oklahoma State.
Oh, gosh, they're all related to people, you know. I think about people, you know, to me, when I first interviewed, what really struck me was how much support there is for OSU from the people that we serve, from and certainly from students and alumni, really goodwill among the faculty, and then the industry that we serve. Just a really positive outlook, very, very proud of what OSU agriculture is. And so, you know, that was meaningful to me. And I grew in how deeply that affected me.
Looking back on some of the projects that you've been a part of, there have been so many, but what have been some of your favorite projects or some that you're the most proud of?
Well, we've I'm not proud of the budget cuts, but you know, I grew up and realized that you don't always get the money you want. You've got to figure out how to do what you can with what you have. And so in that context of you know, having severe budget cuts, what we have been able to do is fix things, build things. It started with the Charles and Linda Klein Equine Teaching Center, the Ferguson Family Dairy Center, the Foundation Seed Stocks Building, the Animal Nutrition Physiology Lab, the Great Greenhouse Learning Center, and now, of course, the granddaddy of them all, the New Frontiers Agricultural Hall. We've been able to do that in spite of budget cuts. We've been able to do that because people support this college.
There is another leader out there somewhere who will be blessed to have the same experience, and I will do all I can to help recruit my successor, Kuhn said. To hear my complete conversation with Dr. Kuhn about his time spent at Oklahoma State University and some of his favorite memories, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.